Chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the letter to the Romans, we hear, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Almighty God, we know that you are our source of knowledge and courage during difficult times, and that you work with us towards the end you desire for us to accomplish. So help us, Lord, to be mindful always that in the most challenging times we encounter, you are in them, pointing to how we are to respond to those trying times. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serapoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Senator from Franklin. Is here. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Huff in the chair.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as so having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
The Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, I have two constituents here with me today from my district. Christina Combs, who was just in front of the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee for her appointment by the governor to the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board. And then Rhonda Haight, who is also with her. And so if the two of you would like to stand up, and I would ask that the Senate join me in making them feel very welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome these guests from the Senator of Platte County to the Missouri Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have...
If we could get some order in the chamber so that we can hear the floor leader's motion from her chair. Senator from Shelby, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two concurrent resolutions, and I move that they be that House concurrent resolution number one be taken up for adoption.
Yeah. You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your concurrent resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the resolution forming the joint session for the State of the State Address.
And would you move for the resolution?
And I move
adoption?
For its adoption.
Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 be adopted. It is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Boone votes aye. Senator from the 13th votes aye. Senator from Phelps County. Senator from Newton, props are clearly not allowed on senators' desks, such as chocolate-covered coins. By a vote of 29 aye and 0 no, the resolution has been adopted. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a second concurrent resolution. I move that House Concurrent Resolution Number 2 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Your concurrent resolution, Senator, is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the resolution forming the joint session for the State of the Judiciary.
Would you care to move for its adoption?
And I move for its adoption.
Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 be adopted. This is a roll call vote as well. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lutemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from the first votes aye. By a vote of 29 aye and 0 no, the resolution has been adopted. If we could get a little bit of quiet in the chamber so we can hear the introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am sending forward a bill by Senator Bratton, who could not be here today. No explanation necessary.
Senator, it pains me to gavel the floor leader, but we have a senator from Cass.
Okay. Same guy.
Same guy. Please, on behalf of the senator from Cass, send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 477, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to guardians ad litem.
Senator from the 8th District was on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have bills.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanations needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 478. Introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to petitions to repeal or reduce taxes.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 479, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to elections for tax increases.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Scott County was the first audible senator on her feet.
I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
If we could get some order in the chamber so that we could hear the secretary read the first bill of the senator from Scott County.
Senate Bill number 480, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to fentanyl testing.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 481, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to the distribution of mineral mining revenue on federal land.
Introduction of bills, the junior senator from St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Once again, if we could get some quiet in the chamber so that we can hear the secretary read the bill from the senator of the 2nd District.
Senate Bill number 482, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Introduction of bills. The senior senator from St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 483, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to the release of contaminants into public water systems.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, just briefly, Mr. President, this is an issue that gained some publicity as we headed into the holiday season last year. Unfortunately, the well water system for one of the biggest cities in my district, St. Charles County, has become contaminated due to the release of some ground contaminants, which has put my city in a very tough spot because they're going to have a hard time replacing what they're losing from those 11 wells. Right now, they're actually buying water from the city of St. Louis. But if we don't bring some more attention and highlight this issue, you could be having a city in the state of Missouri that has a population approaching 100,000 folks without sufficient water supply as we move into the spring. So the contaminants are actually from the activities of one of Missouri's very powerful special interests. So I filed this bill so that we can take a look at this a little bit more closely to make sure that the folks in St. Charles City are being recognized and we're getting them the assistance they need to ensure those responsible are cleaning up the contaminants to their groundwater. So I just wanted to bring that to the body's attention, and there's no comments required on the second bill, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 484, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to transactions between public entities and the World Economic Forum.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th District.
Thank you. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 485, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to the calculation of weighted average daily attendance.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 14th.
two bills, Mr. President.
Senator, for the clarification of the chair, how many bills did you send forward?
Two bills, Mr. President.
Two bills, thank you. Send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 486, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to human and pet cemeteries.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 487, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to property insurance.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Announcements. Senator from the senior senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to let the body know that today is Gold and Silver Day in my office, and if you would like to learn more about Senate Bill 10, that is a bill that I filed that would make gold and silver legal tender in the state of Missouri. There is a group of activists moving about the Capitol and they would love for the opportunity to meet with you and talk about that bill. And if you're so inclined, we do have gold and silver chocolates, not real gold and silver, but gold and silver wrapped chocolates in my office for anybody that would like to partake. And Mr. President, I'm so glad that I was very hesitant to bring those onto the Senate floor because those were a prop. And I'm glad that you addressed the issues because some of my less senior colleagues were displaying these gold and silver props on their desk. And I'm glad we took care of that, Mr. President. So thank you very much.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you.
Yes, Mr. President.
So your insinuation that the fact that the senator from Franklin and the senator from Newton had the chocolate-covered gold coins on their desk was purely coincidental to the fact that you also have them in your office?
It is purely coincidental. In fact, although, you know, there are prohibitions against searching the desks of senators, I am suspicious that a search of the desk of the senator from Franklin may reveal additional props. But there are protections in place to provide, you know, prevent search and seizures in this chamber, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. The senator from the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to inform the body that tonight the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus will be hosting our annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. It'll be at the first floor of the Rotunda starting at 6:30 this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.